for another live report on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
Good to see you, George.
Mr. George Kilgore, thank you for stopping by. I'm going to talk to a couple of the young people who are working here in the greenhouse. What's your name?
Hannah Teutsch.
Hannah, tell me, what are you doing in the FFA?
In the FFA, I'm a committee chairhead.
Chairhead, okay, good.
Run a committee.
Me, you run.
Building communities. Yes, sir.
And you're in the greenhouse class, too. Tell us what you're doing in the greenhouse class.
So in the greenhouse, we all have a table that we are assigned to, and it's usually two or three of us at a table, and we're responsible for taking care of those plants, whether that's disrupting the soil or watering them, and just checking on them overall.
You know a little something about soil health. I know from your heritage, probably. Did Dad give you any advice from time to time what to do in the greenhouse?
Only a little bit. He's not so much a greenhouse, more in the fields. Yeah, it's his specialty.
That's right, exactly. But I know it's fun. Yeah, so obviously, you're really learning some things, enjoying what you do, too.
Yes, we learn a lot in here, actually. Miss Woods is a very big part of helping us and teaching us. She goes through and we've learned how to do so much, whether that's cutting plants and planting them to make new ones. And it's just amazing to watch, like, the little baby plugs that we got, and they've just grown so much just over a week.
It's amazing how quickly they do. What do you think FFA and the ag program here at Caldwell Case could do for you?
Overall, it's provided me with great experiences, whether that's leadership skills or public speaking in general. It's just so great with all the different competitions. And it's also taught us a lot of responsibility, whether that's just doing little things in the FFA or out here in the greenhouse where we're responsible for our own plants and how they look.
You said you're responsible for a table. What are you growing this year?
We are growing wandering Jews at our table mainly. And then we have some little plants below them. I'm not quite sure what all of them are, honestly. Just a little random assortment.
What's it like to grow a wandering Jew? How do you go about doing that?
Okay, so we started off with a bunch of cuttings and like just filled the big pots up. And they have grown so much so that we've cut off of the original plants that we planted and made little plants, which we donated to the teachers and all that. So they've just grown so much.
I bet your teachers really enjoyed that too.
They really did. I was in a class when some of them were receiving them, and the one was just antsy, and she was scared she broke the plant. She's like, doesn't need water. She's so excited.
Remember that if you need a couple of extra points sometimes. Like, remember that flower I gave you?
Yeah. I helped you. I told you to water it.
Yeah, I kept it. You water it every now and then for her. And what's your name?
Sydney Glisson.
What do you do in the FFA?
I'm kind of just here. I don't really do anything.
What are you learning here in the greenhouse program?
I'm learning how to grow ferns and like little, I have a bunch of little plants at the end of my table. I don't really know what they're called.
What kind of plant? Not sure what they are, but what have you been working with here? What do you do every day?
I water my ferns and I do cuttings with the other people.
What kind of cuttings you been working on here lately?
Wandering Jews.
Hard to work? Are they hard to work with or easy to work with or what?
Not really.
What do you think the FFA is going to do for you in your life? That's a big question, right?
Yeah. Leadership and just like learning how to do things and like the growing the plants and just.
It's fun. So which table is yours? But in the back?
My table is the fourth one in the first row.
Your plants are looking good.
Thank you.
On a good start. So they'll soon be ready for the community to come in and talk with and get them one of these days.
Yeah, I think so.
Ladies, thank you so much. What's your name?
Erica Sanders.
What are you doing here in the greenhouse?
Well, we've been planting cuttings of wandering Jews here today.
What's on your table? What do you grow?
Ferns, and we have a few vegetable plants at the end of the table as well. I think we have some hydrangeas as well as on our tables. Yes.
I love hydrangeas. I think they're pretty. So very pretty flowers. So tell us a little bit. What do you learn in the FFA? What do you do?
Well, we learn a lot about planting stuff, and we learn how to water them. But it also helps outside of school, too, as well.
I understand you co-op. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Where do you co-op? What do you do?
I work at Hudson. I'm a mechanic and a service technician.
What all are you learning there at Hudson?
Well, I'm going to school at Lakeland for 2 years, and they're going to pay for it. So I've been learning a lot about different mechanics on different models of tractors, combines, skid steers, excavators, and stuff like that.
you have a specialty? More tractors, combines? What do you like to work on?
Well, I like to work on a lot of the big stuff. Well, I've been working on lawnmowers and stuff as well, too, but it's just not my thing. I'd rather have hands-on experience and a lot more detailed stuff.
I like that. So the co-op program obviously has helped you find your career, huh?
Yes, sir, it has. Last year, I knew I wanted to do something with ag mechanics, but I didn't know what. And I used to work at Cap'n D's. And I was trying to get a better job somewhere, and then I seen an ad on Facebook for Hudson, and it kind of just opened it up for me.
I love that. I think it's fantastic. And, of course, obviously you'll go to school maybe a couple of years and get your degree and be working there full-time. Huh?
Yes, sir. I'll have my applied science degree for associates, and I'll be working as a full-time John Deere tech.
What's the biggest thing you've worked on so far?
An X9 series combine on tracks. Yes, sir.
How was that work? What did you have to do to it?
Well, we had to put tracks on it. Came off tracks and off the duals and stuff at whenever it came on the semi. And then when it got there, we had to lift it up off the combine, off the trailer with a crane and put that on, which took quite a bit of time.
I think it's pretty cool. Of course, a young lady mechanic work, guys at work do that kind of stuff. So they pretty accepting with you, or they give you a hard time?
Well, they're jokingly. They do like to joke down there, but I love it. It's a great environment to work with, and they do teach you a lot.
You learn a lot in that. For just the equipment in general today is so technology-driven. A lot of technology in what you're doing?
Yes, there's a lot of technology, a lot of new stuff coming out that's very difficult to learn, especially with the new electrical and the new hydraulic systems and stuff.
Obviously, FFA, what are you doing in the FFA here?
Well, my freshman year, I was a junior officer, and it kind of just led me to a bunch of leadership stuff, and I've been in quite a bit of competitions and stuff for FFA.
I'm not going to ask you what you're gaining from FFA. Obviously, a career. I love that. I think it's fantastic. Yes, good luck, sir, with your co-op at Hudson.
Yes, sir, and I love it. It's awesome.
I love that story, Megan. That's fantastic. She's going to turn it into a career out of her work with Hudson. I think that's fantastic, and that co-op program is really a great thing for you.
It is. It is a fantastic program, and if you know of anybody that would like a co-op student, come next year. There's going to be a sign-up sheet located on our FFA Facebook page coming in the spring. So,
another young man, you want to talk to me? Come here. What's your name?
Chandler Reiser.
What are you doing in the FFA?
Well, currently I'm thinking of being a crop farmer.
Crop farmer, okay. What are you learning in school here that can help you in that career?
We're learning how to deal with pests currently and different types of diseases that plants can contract.
Working in the greenhouse, what are you working with here in the greenhouse?
What'd you say?
What are you working with here in the greenhouse?
We're working with currently doing clippings of wandering Jews, ferns. I care.
So a crop farmer, any farming heritage in your family? Is your family farm?
My family isn't.
Okay. But you want to get started yourself? I like that. You want to get started in farming yourself, huh?
Yes, I do.
So a crop farmer, corn, soybeans, tobacco, what?
Mostly corn and soybeans.
Well, good luck with that. And so what do you think the FFA and the ag programs here at Caldwell County are going to do for you in your life?
I think they're going to help me be successful, and they're going to help me on my career.
Congratulations. Good job. Good luck. I look forward to seeing you as a farmer one of these days.
Thanks so much.
Be a big farmer?
Probably not.
My young lady I interviewed a while ago, she can probably help you with some equipment needs and getting you started doing the work on your farm. Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Chandler is one of the students that's going with us to Costa Rica at the 1st of June. And I think he and I are both kind of on the same page. We don't know what all to expect, but we're excited about the trip, aren't we, Chandler?
Yes, we are.
What do you hope to learn there?
I hope to learn about their cultures and their agricultural differences to America.
Your first time to travel outside the country?
Yes, it is.
Cool. I like that. I bet it's going to be fun to see.
It will be fun.
We're going to plant trees in the rainforest, and we're going to kayak down a river and see some waterfalls, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
How many students are you taking, Megan?
We're taking 18.
18 students. I think that's fantastic. And so, really, this is a trip you guys are putting together just to teach young men like him and young ladies as well about agriculture in Costa Rica.
Yeah, agriculture in other countries, and just the culture in other countries, period. You know, the food, we're going to eat some really awesome food, I hope. and see some very different terrain than what we see here. I mean, Costa Rica is going to have volcanoes, hopefully none of them active at the time, and we're going to do a lot of hiking, aren't we, Chandler?
Yes, we are.
I want to see a volcano one day. You join me in that?
Probably can't.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to see an active volcano, but I just want to see a volcano. I think it'd be so cool to do. Well, good luck with your trip. Hope you enjoy that.
I will enjoy the trip very much. I know for a fact.
I guarantee you will. That's for sure. And Megan Wood, thank you so much. It's been fun to be here in the greenhouse. We're going to be back and talk more with Caldwell County FFA about what they're doing in all their ag programs and all the things they're doing to prepare students for the world. We just talked to four students here, and I mean, they're obviously getting prepared for the world, and I think it's what it's all about. We're on WPKY 1580 AM and 103.3 FM.